For the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Mem Hei, we begin the seventh parak of Masechtas Brachos, parak Shleish Tshachlu. The parak will be speaking about mainly around the topics of Zimun and Birchas HaMazon. That is, when the person eats a meal of bread, after he finishes eating, the bracha achrayin is what's known as Birchas HaMazon, three brachas midereis, so possibly four brachas. And moreover, when there are three people or more eating together, then they make what's known as Zimun. They sit and eat together, and they recite a special bracha that's only when there's a joint bracha of three or more. The Mishnah begins. When you have three people that are eating together, they're mechuyev what's known as zimun. Again, that means that they have to join together, they have to prepare themselves to make a joint bracha in a pluralistic term, which, as an example, as we say, nevarech, let us bench. That's a rabbi mevelm bench, and that's a pluralistic, a joint bracha that they make together. That's when you're mechuyev when there are three people eating together. So then the Mishnah clarifies and says certain cases which seem like they're an isser, which would be a problem about making a zima together, are not really. As the Mishnah explains, Ochel demai, if one ate demai, which is an issa d'rabbanan, which is when one buys from Am Ha'aretz, we're not sure if he took off the proper maisrus from that produce. If someone ate demai without taking off maisru, or maisru rishon shenot l'trumasa, if someone took maisru rishon from a levi that took off his trumas already, a trumas maisrus from it, or maisru sheni v'hekdesh anifta, or it's maisru sheni or consecrated property for hekdesh, but were redeemed, that is to permit one to eat out of Yerushalayim, you have to redeem it, and then you take up the money that was now consecrated because it redeemed that which was holy beforehand, that you take up to Yerushalayim and eat that. So if someone ate this Ma'aser Sheni or the Hekdesh that was redeemed, or a waiter that he was serving the people at the meal and he ate with them a kezayis to join with them to make the zimun, that way there were two people and with the waiter was three, v'hakuti or a kuti, mezamna lav the halach is that there is a halach of zimun with all these different types of individuals. And we have to tell you the chiddush on all these things, that although they all seem and they appear in some facet to be like an isser, it's not considered a bracha beveras. The Gemara is going to explain all these cases that although it seems to be somewhat of an isser, it's not considered a mitzvah beveras. One is permitted to make a zimun with these types of individuals, and we can make zimun on account of these peoples, whether it's a kuti, or if it's a waiter, or it's something that had ma'aser sheni but it was redeemed, or even if one ate demai. However, the Mishnah continues, different cases which are a problem. Ochel tevel, if someone ate untithed produce, if someone did not take off the trumas and ma'aser from his fruits and they ate that. U'ma'aser rishon shlo nitla trumasa, or if a levi that has ma'aser rishon, but he didn't take off his truma that he has to give to the kohen. U'ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh shlo niftu, or if there's ma'aser sheni and the hekdesh which were not redeemed, again, that this is an isser. If there's a waiter, but he ate less than the kezayis, v'hanochi or a goy, a non-Jew, ein mezamna lav, all these individuals that have eaten these types of things, or where are these types of people, one, we may not make a zimun on account of that person, and if we don't have three without that person, there is no zimun. Then the Mishnah concludes that v'noshim v'avodim u'ketanim, ein mezamna lehen. Regarding women, slaves, or children, we cannot make zimun on account of them. If there are two men and one lady, we will not be able to make a zimun because of them. And then the Mishnah says, ad kama mezamnin, until how much is zimun? In other words, what's the minimum that's necessary for a person to eat with the people that are eating, to be mechuyev with them zimun? And the difference would be if he could be moitzi them in their chiv, if they give him the kais to make the bracha for birchas hamazon, how much does he have to eat to be able to join the zimun? So the Tanna Kama says, ad kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad kebei, we have machlekes, if the amount the person has to eat to be included in this joint meal, if it's kezayis, or if it has to be at least a kebei. So now the Gemara wants to know, minoha nemili, from where do we know these things, that three people are fitting to make this, so to speak, this joint bracha known as birchas hazimun? So the Gemara gives two sources. Amar Avasid Amakrat says in the Pasig, gadu l'Hashem iti, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, declare the greatness, he said in pluralistic, Gadlu, you make great, et with me, so that's three people, that's two, Gadlu is you two, is the plural, and with me, that's I'm an individual, two plus one is three. Similarly, the Gemara is going to bring another pasuk of Ekra Havu Goydel, that is the individual telling at least two people, that with the minimum of a plural is two. So therefore, we see the source of when there's three people, that one person makes the bracha for all three of them when he's talking to the two other people that are there. And as the pasuk ends, God Lashemiti Unirem Mashmeyachtav, let us exalt His name together. Again, that's the concept of making this birchas hazimun a joint bracha. Rebavo Amar Mahachi brings a different pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, again an individual, Havu Gaida Lelekein, you should ascribe greatness to our God. Again, it's one person speaking to plural, which is the minimum of the of the plural is two. That's one to two, that's three people. One person does the zimun, and that's where we know the source of when three people eating together of a birchas zimun. So once we brought down this pasuk, the Gemara brings a different pshat in this pasuk that we just brought. From where do we know that somebody responds amen after he hears a bracha? That he should not elevate his voice a higher pitch than the one who's making the bracha. It says in the pasuk that we brought, Gadu Lashem iti, that you should describe greatness to Hashem with me, and let us exalt his name together, that we see it should be with me, together, should be the same pitch. The one who's answering amen should not be screaming louder than the one that's making the bracha. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Amr Bshim ben Pazi minayin she'inam ad targim rishoy la'gibir akoy le'yesib nakar. From where do we know that the interpreter is not permitted to elevate his voice higher than the one who's laning, that he's reading from the Torah? That is, in the times of the Gemara, they used to have someone that was reading the Torah and then the masses didn't understand it, so he would interpret into Aramaic. So he would be interpreting. So how do we know that the interpreter should not speak louder than the one that's reading? Shnem, as it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Yadab, it says by Harsina that Moshe was speaking, for Elikim, and that Hashem responded to him with a voice. So the question that the Gemara poses is, there's nothing that's teaching us, it's not necessary to say with a voice. Obviously, if Hashem is responding, it's with a voice, because or else how is he responding, communicating to us humans, flesh and blood, without a voice? So what is it teaching us when it says that Hashem responded to him with a voice? It means, with the same voice as Moshe. In other words, it's the same pitch. He wasn't speaking louder than Moshe, and that's the idea that we see that the person that's answering Amen or that's interpreting should not be louder than the person that's making the bracha. Tanya Mahach, we learned similarly in the Braisa, that Einam Targum Rishoy like Bia Koyle Yizm Nakar. The interpreter is not permitted to elevate his voice higher than the one who's reading from the Sefer Torah. V'im'ef Shalem Targum, like Bia Koyle Kineged Akar. And let's say the interpreter, he can't speak as loud as the one who's reading from the Torah. Then so then let the one who's reading make his voice lower, and then that's the idea that none of them should be higher than the other. Not only that, interpreter shouldn't be louder than the one who's reading, the one who's reading shouldn't be louder, and therefore if he can't reach his pitch, he should come down, that they should be the same. Again, it's Havu Goydel Lelikenu, it says that a person should be the same as the other one, is Gad L'Hashem Iti, with me, Unerem B'Shma Yachtav. Now the Gemara continues, with the idea that we learned in our Mishnah, that we said that Zimun is with three people. So what's the halacha with two people? So we have machlokes. The Gemara says, Idmer shnayim sha'achol ka'achas, regarding if there's two people eating together. Pligi Rav Rabbi Yechanan, we have machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara on Amen Beis will try to determine who's the man d'amar that says which shita. But now it just says it's chad amar im ratzel zamen mezamnen. If one of these Amaram says that if he wants to make a Zimun, if they both, the two of them decide that they want to make a joint bracha, then they could. One says that no, even if they want to, they're not allowed to. You must have three, two is not enough for Zimun. So the Gemara says that, now we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah said that when you have three people eating together, they're obligated to do Zimun. It sounds like that only three people, not two. And so how could that one mandama say that even two could do a zimun? So the Gemara says, Hasim chayvach rishus. And our Mishnah was saying there's an obligation when there's three people. Here, when we said that two people could do it, is that they have the option. It's optional when there's two people. So therefore, it's not a question of that mandama. It's possible with two people you're allowed to. It's just that there is no obligation until there's three people. So the Gemara wants to bring another proof. Toshima. Shleish ha'ochel ka'achas chayovin lazamin. Ve'en yishoyin l'chalik. Three people that eat together are obligated in the chiv of Zimun, and they're not allowed to separate. And that is, it's a person is not allowed to go out and make his own berachas hamazon and to exclude himself from the tiris of Zimun, from the obligation of making Zimun. He has to be part of the Zimun. He's not allowed to just leave and bench and go away. Shloisha in, Shnayim Loisa, the diik is, from that price, that only three people that you have the chiv, but two not. And that is as follows. From the fact that it says that they're not allowed to split up, so we understand that only three people could do Zimun and two are not allowed to do Zimun even if they want to. How do we know that? Because if you say that two people could also do Zimun if they want to, so why do you say that when there's three people, one of them can't leave? Let him leave. And he's not excluding the whole chiyuv of Zimun over here because there's still two people left and two people are allowed to do Zimun. So why would we say when there's three people that one person cannot leave? Obviously that even when there's two, you can't do Zimun anymore. So therefore he's destructing the whole chiyuv of Zimun. That's why he can't leave. Says no. There it's different because they were initially obligated in the chiyuv from before, that that's how they established themselves. And therefore, if one person leaves, there's no more chiyuv anymore. And now it's you're right that when there's two people there, you could make a zimun, but it's just a reshutz, it's optional. And we know the famous klal, the Gemara says that gadla mitzvah v'aisa, mimisha ein mitzvah v'aisa, that it's a greater level of a mitzvah when you're commanded in it and you do it, then someone that's not commanded. And therefore, once there was three people, one cannot leave. Because although there's still zimun available, but it's only an optional. And an optional mitzvah is not the same as a commanded mitzvah, chiyuv, and that's why you can't leave. So therefore, it's not a proof either way. The Gemara wants to bring a different proof, Toshima. We learned Hashem Eshoi Meshamesh Alishnaim. If there was an attendant, a waiter that was serving two people. So the halacha is, it says in the Braise, he can eat with them. And that is Av Pishloi Nos L'Rishos, even though they didn't give him permission. Generally, it's a simon of gaiva. It's who are you, to, so to speak, the waiter to come and sit down with us. Here, it wouldn't be a simon of gaiva because they want him to come and sit with to eat with him, so that there's two people, and with him it'll be three, and they can make a zimun. So that's why he doesn't have to ask permission. However, the Braise continues, if he was attending to three people, he's not allowed to eat with them until they give him permission. So therefore, the diak is that if two people could do a zimun, why do they allow him to come even without permission? Because they would like to have zimun. They don't need three people to have zimun. They could have zimun even with two people. So why doesn't he need permission if he's serving only two people? Obviously from the fact that zimun does not apply even when there's two people, even when it's optional. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hassan, there it's different. Over there in the Braisa, and we continue on to Amud Beis, no, the reason why he doesn't need permission is because it would be pleasing to them that they should be subject to the obligatory version of Zimun, which is only with three people. As we said, Gadla Mitzvah V'Aisa, and therefore, although it is Shaykh to have Zimun even with two people, it's not the same as three, and that's why he doesn't have to ask permission when he's attending to just two people and they can eat with them. So again, there's no proof. Toshima, another Raya the Gemara wants to bring is Nashim Mezamnes La'atzman, V'Avad Mezamnes La'atzman. Women can make their own zimun. If you have three women sitting together, they can make a zimun, or even possibly two, but they can make zimun, and avadim, slaves, can make their own zimun for themselves. However, the Braisa says that nashim avad muketanim imrotzu lazamun emezam. But if you have women together with slaves and with children, if they want to make a zimun together, they're not allowed to make a zimun, as the Gemara is going to explain later, because it's not proper to have this type of mixtures of people because of pretzis between the women and because of homosexuality between the slaves and the children. So therefore, we don't allow them to make a zimun. They don't make a joint meal with a joint bracha together. So the question is as follows. 100 women are like two men. In regards to what? Rashi explains regarding obligation, because we said there is no obligation for women to make zimun. It's only if they want or they could. So therefore, that would apply even to two women, Rashi says, that two women can make a zimun. Taisa says it a little bit different. He says that we know regarding making a minyan, for all the things which require 10 people regarding, let's say, by tefillah, still we consider women like two, as that is that we don't count 10 women as, so to speak, a minyan, and still we say that they can go ahead and make a zimun. So obviously from the fact that nashim mezamnes la'atzman, that we don't need to have three or more, we could have even two women that could make go ahead and make a zimun. If that's the case, we say women can go ahead and make their own zimun, and slaves can make their own zimun. How can they make their own zimun? They're just like two people, because three is a chiv. Women don't have a chiv, so they're obviously like two in halachic status, and still we say they can make a zimun. So obviously that two could make a zimun, not like the mandamu says that you need to have three to make a zimun. So Gemara says, no, it's not a right to that mandamar, because shani hasim dikadeis, there it's different, because there still is the concept of minds. That, in other words, that even though regarding chayva, there is no chiv, there's no obligation to the women, but regarding the rishus, the option of doing it, you need to have at least three, so to speak, minds, three opinions to thank Hashem, which is more than just two men, because you need to have what the pasuk says, gadol Hashem iti. You need to have one person speaking to two, as we brought, that's the source. Although there is an optional three, but for men to have two, that would not be a raya that you could have two, because maybe you need to have three, and it's only by women, which their three is like two, and therefore it's not a proof. Possibly you would need to have three men, and even as an option, it wouldn't be possible for two men. So Taisa says from Agamar that it's mashma, that women can make their own zimun together on their own if they're sitting in school or whatever. And Taisa says that the daughters of Rabbi Avram, the father-in-law of Rabbi Ben Yehuda, would do this according to their father. But Tais says the minig is not to do that, which Tais asks, why? Why is the minig that women don't make, it says mizamnis, and it's mashma that they are obligated to do it. So Tais says that this that women make the zimun for themselves, that's only if they want to. And Tais brings a few different proofs to show, as the Gemara compares it to two men, that there's no obligation, it's only rishus. And therefore Tais says that's why there is that option that the minig is today, that it's viable, that they don't have to. There's no chiv of women to make a zimun, but there's possibly in halachic literature that there would be an option of women making their own zimun if they want to. So now the Gemara says that if it's what we just said is correct, that we need to have at least 3 days, 3 opinions, 3 minds to say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though in halacha it's only like 2 men, so to speak, and that is it's not the obligation, it's not fulfilling that chiv. So Yachim may say, well, let's look at the safe of the brisa we quoted. So that women and slaves, if they want to make a zimun, they're not allowed to. Am I loy? Why not? If you have, well, let's say 1 woman and 2 slaves, or 2 women and 1 slave, you have, although, so to speak, they're not mechuyiv, they don't have the chiv of a zimun like men do, because we know that slaves have the halacha of a Jewish woman. So, but at least there's 3 different days, 3 minds. Which Gemara says there it's different. Shani hasim shem pritzu. So there it's different because of promiscuity. That is, the Rabbanah did not allow them to make it together because of that concern. But correct, there is the concept of days, and that's why 3 or maybe even 2 women would be able to make their own zimun, because again, there's shleisha days according to 1 mandam, it would be 2. According to other mandam, it would be 3. Although it's rishus, but at least there has to be at least 3 different minds to say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says. God Lashem Itin, Remesh Meyach, but it has to be 1 speaking to 2, which is 3. So now, again, we have this machlokes regarding if 2 people could make Zimun, if they want to, or is it necessary to have 3, not only for the obligation, but even for Rishus, you can't do less than 3. So we have this machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and I didn't say who is what. So now the Gemara wants to say, Testayim, let us just determine, regarding this machlokes, if 2 is viable, the Rav de Amim, Ratzel Zaman, Emezam. The Rav was the one that said, in his machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, that if 2 want to make a zimun, they cannot. Why would we? What's the proof? The Rav said, there were 3 people eating together, and one of them went out to the marketplace. So they call out to him, and then they make zimun on account of him. That is, they call and they let him know that they want a bench, and therefore he should come towards them to the place where he was standing, and that's enough. He doesn't have to come into the house where they're benching. And they could include him in the zimun, even if it doesn't come to them. That's the chiddush of Rav. So the Gemara was medayik from his halacha. Taima, the karen loy, the reason is because they call him. Holoi karen loy loy. But if they didn't call to him, they wouldn't be able to make zimun. But why not? There are 2 people. 2 people can make a zimun. So the Gemara answers a similar test that we brought before. Shani hasam, dikvula b'chayve mikar. There it's different because, again, they were already subject to the obligational version of zimun from before, which was with 3 people. So that's why it's mandated to have 3 and they have to call him. And although the zimun is a viable option for 2 people when it's an optional, but that's only if there was never 3 mitchila. But if there's 3, you can't just go ahead and do a version of 2 people now. So the Gemara says, okay, so el testayim d'Reb Yechin hu da'ame imratzel zamen emezam. Let's prove, let's determine that it was Rabbi Yechon was the one that said that if 2 people want to, they cannot do zimun. What's the proof? Rabbi Yechon said that when you have 2 people eating together, 1 person could be yoytze, who can fulfill his obligation of the bracha, with his other friend's bracha. We asked about this halacha of Rabbi Yechon, who's Amora. Said, what's he teaching us? We already learned this already in the Tanoim. That says shama v'loy anoy yotze. We said regarding if someone hears someone else's bracha, he doesn't respond amen, but his yotze because shemei kaina just by hearing his yotze. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? V'amr Rabbi Zeira loy mashim birchasizim b'neim. Rabbi Zeira said the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan was telling us is that although 1 person can be yotze the chiv of the bracha for the other one, he can hear it, but that if they do it like that, then there won't be any birchasizim between them. In other words, not coming to teach us only that you don't need zimun, because since 1 person is yetzer with his friend's bracha, it's teaching you that there is no zimun. Because if there was zimun, then it would be, so to speak, a birchas shneim, would be both their brachas. Because they say it in the pluralistic, inclusive, nevareich, let us, and he says, and the answer is baruch hu, the whole nusach that we say by birchas zimun. So the Gemara says, testayim, from here you can determine that Rabbi Yochanan holds that 2 people cannot make zimun between them, and that is 1 person who can be maitzim the bracha, but they can't make a joint bracha together. That is necessary to have 3, and therefore it's Rav that says that 2 people could make a zimun, an optional zimun together if they want to. So now the Gemara brings on this that Amalei Rav bar Ravuna Ravuna. How could we say that this is how we're concluding, that Rav says 2 yes, And Rabbi Yochanan says, two not. V'rabbanan da'asim imarava amri imratzel zamin mezamin. And we had this, the Rabbanan that came down from Eretz Yisrael, they said, this halacha, that if two people want to make a zimun, they could. My love, the Shmi Eluhim Rabbi Yochanan, wouldn't make sense to say that they heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, that he lived in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav lived in Bavel. And therefore, the people from Eretz Yisrael, where would they have heard this halacha that two people could? And we're saying the opposite now. We're saying that Rabbi Yochanan says two cannot, and Rav says yes, but it's mashma from the students of Eretz Yisrael that they said that two could, that they heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, loy, the Shmi Eluhu Rav mikmei denachs leBavel. They heard it from Rav before he came down to Bavel. That is, Rav originally lived in Eretz Yisrael. And then he came down to Bavel, so this that they heard the halacha was from Rav, that two could do it, but again, that was from before Rav came down to Bavel. The Gemara says, Gufa. We said before that Amar Rav Dim Bar Yosef Amar Rav, we quote a halacha in the name of Rav, the Shleisha Sha'ochel Ka'achas, V'yachat Sa'echad Mem L'shok, of three people eating together. One person goes out to the market, so now we're left just with two people. Halacha is, Karin Lo'im Mezam Nelab, we call out to him, they call out to him, and then they could make Zimun on account of him, although he's not there in the house, although he's, let's say, you know, like a house away. So the Gemara clarifies this, and Amar Abaya, V'hu the Kar Leva Ani, this is only if they call out to him and he answers that he's close enough that he can answer Baruch Hu and he can answer the whole Nusach, which what we say by Birchas HaZimun. And moreover, the Gemara qualifies and says, we only say this halacha by three people. In other words, there were three, one person left. And then they scream out to him, wait, Rabbi Yisrael Bench, and he's already like halfway down the block, and he screams out, you know, he's shame, and he answers the whole Nusach, then it's good. But if there's 10 people and let's say one person left, then it's until they come. In other words, we didn't say that he doesn't have to come to the in the house only when there's three, but when there's 10 people that they're being mitzarved to say Hashem's name, then he has to actually come into the room where they're making the birchas azim. So the Gemara asks, Maskel Rav Ashi, Adarabba, Yibchum Mistabra. It would make sense exactly the opposite that from the version you just said, that a Tisha, Nirin Kasar, 9 people look like 10. Because it's not easily discernible that people always check, do we have 10, do we not have 10? So therefore, they would make sense that he doesn't have to come into the room. Shnai may near kashleisha, but two people don't look like three, so then he would have to come into the room to show that we have a zimun. And you're saying just the opposite. However, the Gemara does say that v'hilchas like a mazutra, the halacha is like mazutra, that when there's three people, they just have to call out to him, he does not have to come in, but 10 do have to. My time, what's the reason? The question the Gemara is asking is a valid one. So the Gemara says that even the boilat kurishim shemayim, since when there's 10 people, they have to mention Hashem's name, it's not the derech, it's not proper to mention Hashem's name, less than 10 people, they all have to be in the same area. And therefore, although he's answering, that's not good enough. But by three, we're not saying Hashem's name. As long as he answers, he responds, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be in the same immediate area where they're making the birchas hazimun. So the Gemara brings lahalacha, om abaya, naktinan, the halacha is, shnayim sha'ochel ka'achas, if there's two people eating together, mitzvah lechalik. It's a mitzvah to split up, and that each one should make their own bracha, whether hamaitzi or birchas hamazon. Again, we don't say that we make a joint bracha when there's two. We only do when there's three. When there's two, it's a mitzvah to split up. Tanya Hachi, similarly, we learned in the Braisa, the shnayim sha'ochel ka'achas mitzvah l'chalik. Two people eating together, it's a mitzvah to split up. Everyone should make their own bracha. However, the Braisa says, b'medev ma'amurim kishash neim saifrim. When did we say that it's better they should split up if they're both tamid chacham? But if one of them is Talmud Chacham, but the other one is ignoramus, he doesn't know how to make brachas, then Seifa Mevarach, Bar Yotze, then the Talmud Chacham makes the bracha, Ha'amaitzi, Brachas Mazen, and the Bar, just by listening, he's Yetzi his Chiyiv, through Shemei Ka'ina, when he hears the bracha of the Talmud Chacham. Now the Gemara continues, on different Chiyuvim that come up regarding when those who make Zima together, how it actually, the process works. Amar Rava. Hamilsam Rita, no, I said this following halacha, v'itamra mishmed Reb Zeri Kavasi, and it was said over in the name of Reb Zeri just like me. Now, what's this halacha? Shloshu ka'achas, if there's three people eating together, echad mafsik l'shnayim, one person has to interrupt his meal for two people that want to bench, v'ein shnayim mafsik l'echad, but two people do not have to interrupt their meal for one person that wants to bench. That is, if let's say two people finish their meal and they want to make a zimun. So it's derech eretz that one person should stop to answer when they're saying Rabbi Yisrael Mevalon Bench until he finishes, until Hazan Sakel, which is the bircha of Zimun. And then he could go ahead and finish up his meal. But two people, they don't have to stop their meal because one person wants to leave. They don't have the chiyuv because of one person. So the Gemara says, Veloy, it's not true that two don't have to stop for one. V'ra papa ifsik le la'abba mar b'rei, ihu v'chad, v'ra papa did interrupt for abba mar b'rei, even though it's for one person. even though it was two people stopping for one. So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Papa, the Lefnei Mishra said, Dinu David. Rav Papa was different because he went beyond the letter of the law that he wanted to be machshav, he wanted to show his chashivist to that Talmud Chacham that he was stopping for. But the etzim chiv, the ikar halacha, is that you're only chayiv when two people want to, that one has to stop for two, but two don't have to stop for one. That's not what's necessary mitzad the halachas of Derech Eretz. So the Gemara brings a story related to the halachas of Zimun. Yehuda bar Merimer umabar avashi v'ravacha medifti. Three Tamid Chacham were Karchi Rifta Behadidadi. They were eating a meal together. There was not one of them was greater than his friends to make the bracha. There was no one that was greater in wisdom or in age from all the rest that he should make the bracha. So therefore, Amri, they said, that we learned in our Mishnah, that when you have three people that are eating together, there's an obligation of doing Zimun. Hanamili, when was this said? That's only when there's a great person that's greater than everyone else. The godless Mavarach, as the Gemara says in Daf Mem Zayin, that the Allah is the greatest one, he's the one that makes the Zimun. But when they're all equally the same, then it's better to split up, everyone make their own bracha, because it's only when you have a greater person that, so to speak, everyone's joining into his bracha. But since we're all the same, let's all make our own separate Birchas HaMazon. So Baruch Inishal Navshe, everyone made their own Birchas HaMazon. They came in front of the Meremer. Amalahu, Yidei Yibracha Yitzasim. He said, you were Yitzi Yibracha Yechiv of Birchas HaMazon. However, Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasim. You weren't Yitzi Zimun. And that is, Zimun is, even if they're all the same, you still make Zimun, and you were not Yitzi. So V'chitemer Nahadav and Nazam. Now you're going to say, oh, so let's go back and let's make a Zimun. Although we batched, let's make a Zimun because we ate together. Halach is in Zimun Mafreya. You can't do Zimun retroactively. It's too late. Once you bench, you can't do Zimun. Zimun is only a Chiv. And an option of doing it only before one benches. So now the Gemara continues with a similar halacha related to Zimun, which can happen a lot of times when people come from Ma'ariv in a shtibul or a place where they have shalshudas and shul, and you come and you hear their benching. So it says, Bo'u matzin k'shem avarchim. If, let's say, someone comes and he finds people that they're benching, so one person that came from, let's say, the street, and he sees three people that are being mezamen, Mahu emachrim, what does he respond after them? He didn't eat from the meal, so he can't say shachalnu mishaloi. What does he say? Rav Zvid Amar Baruch Mavarech, he says, Baruch Mavarech, and that is, he can't say Shechanu Mishaloi. So Tais says that the full Nusach, Tais brings from the Bahag, and this is the halacha, that we say, Baruch Hu Mavarech Shmei Tomed Lo'ilam Vod. That's what a person responds when it says, Rabbi Yisrael Mavarech, benching, Yishem Hashem Mavarech, and it says, Nevarech Shechanu Mishaloi. So you don't say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi B'Tabachin, because you weren't Achanu Mishaloi. Rather, you say, Baruch Hu, blessed is he, Mavarech Shmei Tomed Lo'ilam Vod, his name should be blessed for always. And that's, if a person wants to remember that, it's called Boishas Loi, which means literally in English that it's embarrassing for him. The word Boishas Loi stands for the Rosh Tevis. The acronym is Baruch Mavaruch Shmei Tomed Lo'ilam Vod. That's what a person says if he comes in and hears people benching. And if there's 10 people, so he says Baruch Elikeinu Mavaruch Shmei Tomed Lo'ilam Vod. He adds on Elikeinu. The Gemara brings a different Amar that says, Rav Papa Amar Oino Amin. You don't say Baruch Mavarech, you just answer Amin after the people say what they answered for the Zimun. And the Gemara says, well, they're not arguing. It depends when you come. Hadash kechinu deka Amin Mavarech, v'hadash kechinu deka Amin Baruch. One case told me that you came and you hear the mezamen, the one who's leading the benching, he says Mavarech. And the other case coming that when you heard everyone responding, Baruch shechalim mishaloi, and as the Gemara explains. If you come and you find the mezam and he's starting and he says nevarach shachal mishaloi, so then oy mevarach mevarach, you respond baruch mevarach shmei tamal leilam vayad, you respond with everyone, you just don't say shachal mishaloi because you didn't eat from the meal. Ashkechinu dekami baruch, but if you came later and you heard that everyone's responding baruch shachal mishaloi, and so then you're coming at the end, then oy amen, you respond amen to that, and that is because you can't answer anymore because it was already done. That's when you say amen after they said that. So once we mentioned the idea about responding Amen after people's brachas, the Gemara brings a similar halacha. We learned in one brisa that whoever answers Amen after his own brachas, he's praiseworthy. But we learned in another brisa that he's despicable. So what is it? Is a person supposed to say Amen after his own brachas or not? So the Gemara says, Loi kasha. One is talking about when it's by Bain Yerushalayim, and one is talking about by other brachas. And that is, Bain Yerushalayim is the end of the brachas of Birchas HaMazon. Although there's a Teva Meitav, a Teva Meitav was added on later, it's only Medir Abundance. So therefore, when a person says Amen at the end of his all his brachas, then he's praiseworthy. Similarly, Rashi brings is that by the brachas of Kriyishma and Shacharis and in Ma'ariv, after all the brachas that says in the Breiser, Hariz and Meshubach, that's what it means that you're Meshubach because it's after all the brachas. However, when it says Acha Kol B'chaisav, that you're Maguna, that it's despicable, that's if you make after all your brachas. In other words, you didn't finish all your brachas yet. That's despicable. It's only praiseworthy when you finish all the brachas together. The last one, then it's Meshubach. Every single one is Maguna, is despicable. So the Gemara brings that Abaya Oni Lebekola. Abaya would say it out loud, the bracha of Bayin V'Racham Yishlaim, Amen. Again, because Amen, you could say Amen after your own bracha because it's the last bracha. So why do you say it out loud? So that the workers should hear and that they should get up. And that is, they should know that the end of the bracha has already came, because you're not allowed to say Amen after your own bracha, it's only when you're finished. So he wanted them to know that now Birchas HaMazon is over and they should get up and go back to work. Because if they were coming to do HaTov HaMeitiv, that didn't bother Abaye, because he holds that the HaTov HaMeitiv is the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon is not Min HaTorah. It's just in later on in Yavne, they were misaken it for the Harugi Beta, those that died in Beta, that they were finally allowed to be buried. So then they were misaken it at a later time. As the Gemara says, the HaTov HaMeitiv lav derais, and therefore he said, Boin Rech Roshlaim, Amen, so that they know that must be the Birchas HaMazon is over. And then they got up to go to work, because although it's Derabanan, the HaBracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, that's not enough for them, so to speak, to be interrupting their work, which they owe to their employee that's hiring them. So interesting, Rav Zilberstein says, he poses a question regarding sometimes if someone's davening in the room and the door is locked because he doesn't want to be bothered, and is not his spouse or whatever it is, someone that wants to come in is knocking on the door and he doesn't know what to do, is he allowed to say it out loud? Say, let's say, Tzemach David, so the person should know that he's in the middle of davening, or is that a disgrace for the tefillah that he's doing? So he wants to bring a raya. He says, L'chayr, from here, you could say, B'ayin V'rach V'shalayim Amein, you want to give a hint to someone, you're allowed to say it out loud. He's trying to give a hint for them to go up. So he says, not a raya, because possibly here would be different, because here Abai was teaching a halacha. He was saying, B'ayin V'rach V'shalayim Amein, so he was doing regular B'rach Zambazin, and it's not a disgrace by saying it out loud to give a hint to someone because he was teaching them halacha. But maybe if someone is just waiting by the door, maybe the one would not be allowed to. And possibly it's not a riot from here that one would be able to scream out loud in the middle of davening, and it would be disgraceful, even though you're trying to tell someone that you're busy and you're occupied and you can't open up the door. So the Gemara says that although Abaya said it out loud, Rav Ashi only lebelichish. Rav Ashi would say it quietly. He would whisper the Amen of Bein V'Racham Avishlayim Amen. That people should not be disgraceful. They should not degrade the last bracha of Atayv HaMeitiv, and that is, he didn't want people to say, oh, benching's over, and they would get up, and they wouldn't say the fourth bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. However, because it is the end of the brachas, at least midaraisa, and the braisa says, Hariz Meshubach, that you're praiseworthy if you say Amen at the conclusion of your bracha. So therefore, it wasn't enough not to say it. He had to say it, but he whispered it so that people shouldn't hear it, so to speak, and think benching's over, and not be bakavadik to the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon. And Taisa says that the Bahag paskins like this, that the halacha is that we say Amen, but we say it quietly. Especially, even Abai would agree today that we don't have the halach of poilim to this effect, that the employees would be makbid, that they say the HaTov HaMeitiv. We don't scream it out loud, but we say Amen, although it's in the middle of our brachas, it is the end of the biblical, the Torah halacha of Birchas HaMazon, ends with Bayin V'Racham Yerushalayim Amen. So we say it, but quietly, so that people should not be disgraceful towards the last bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv.